Donald Trump's unprecedented stonewalling of legitimate congressional questions amounts to an admission of guilt. And John Bolton leaves no doubt that Republican senators who oppose calling Bolton as a witness are just holding their hands over eyes and ears like the famous monkeys. The House heard some devastating witnesses to Trump's misconduct, patriotic career Foreign Service folks, plus Trump's own Gordon Sondland, scared into telling the truth. But Trump forbade other witnesses to connect any dots. In court trials, when one side refuses to produce evidence it controls, the judge may order jurors to assume that that evidence is bad for that side. This makes sense. If your fresh-baked chocolate chip cookies start disappearing and your kid is covering his mouth, you probably take a wild guess as to who took them. So we can conclude that Trump was guilty, whether or not we agree that impeachment is the proper remedy. The nonpartisan General Accounting Office concluded that Trump's political holdup of funds approved by Congress for Ukraine broke a 1974 law enacted by Congress over Richard Nixon's veto. This week, John Bolton turned Republican defenses of Donald Trump from weak to absurd. Bolton was Trump's hand-picked national security advisor. He refused to participate in Trump's illegal use of U.S. foreign aid and White House visits as clubs to force Ukraine to investigate Democrats. He mocked it as, quote, that drug deal. The House couldn't have his testimony without going to court. He is available to the Senate. Apparently, Bolton would testify that Trump definitely tied suspension of aid to Ukraine to politically motivated investigations of Trump's enemies, which we knew from Sondland and others. But Bolton answers everything I hear Republicans arguing for Trump today. No one witness says Trump himself said no aid without investigations of Democrats. Bolton. The Democrats pretend they can read Trump's mind. Bolton. The suspension of aid was a normal and prudent presidential act. Business as usual. Bolton. Republicans can no longer claim Trump didn't do it. If they claim any doubt, and their trial is all honest, they must call Bolton. What they can say, and Bolton likely would agree, is that what Trump did was wrong, but not worthy of impeachment. At least that's a facially reasonable argument. What Trump did seems far more serious than what Clinton got censured for, and at least as bad as Nixon's wrongdoing. But others might argue that while it broke the law and was wrong, impeachment is too drastic a remedy. Well, then at least censure the guy. For the Senate to do nothing and whitewash Trump is like painting white out on our Constitution.